姐妹们平安。
It's a wonderful, beautiful fourth morning.
非常漂亮的秋天的一天。
We need to enjoy it because in Texas it disappears so quickly.
我们要享受这样的天气，因为在德州说走就走了这样的天气。
Brother and sister, you know that the theme for our church for the past year and this year is by God's great gift, serve with joy.
大家可能还记得去年今年我们教会的主题是靠神的恩典来喜乐的服事。
Brother Benjamin has asked us to preach on touch this point, so I'm glad to be able to share with you today.
本村弟兄让我们来在讲道的时候呢要来讲有关的这个信息，所以今天我就想在这一点上来给大家分享。
We have many brothers and sisters who have served the church faithfully and with dedication.
我们教会的很多弟兄姐妹们忠心委身的来服侍教会。
From vacation Bible school to new student welcome party to children and youth ministry.
比如说是从暑期圣经教会到这个迎新然后到儿童青少年的事工。
To the cooking team, to the cleaning team, to the audio, video team, and to fellowship Bible study and teaching Sunday school.
包括其他各种各样的侍奉，饭食打扫卫生敬拜赞美诗情到星期天主日学和星期五的查经的带领。
During this especially difficult time when we do not have a pastor.
所有的过去的一段时间，所有的这一切都是在我们没有牧师这样一个比较困难的情况下完成的。
We can be thankful and proud of their service.
我们为他们的服事感到骄傲也为他们的服事感恩。
But many years ago, a brother confided in me that he was deeply hurt when serving in our church.
但是很多年以前有一个弟兄私下的跟我说他在教会的服事受到很大的伤害。
I then was too inexperienced and I don't know how to comfort him or to encourage him.
那个时候我还没有很多的经验，我也不知道怎样来安慰他，怎样来鼓励他。
Hopefully God has given me the message now, decades later.
希望今天神给了我们个信息来鼓励那些服侍的弟兄姐妹们。
And I am only glad that this is the message that I also need to hear.
我想让大家知道的是，这个信息我自己也想听到。
So it's a long story, so let me just begin.
这是一个很长的故事让我们来慢慢跟大家说。
Carly and I arrived at the same day to take up our job at the A&M.
我有一个同事，他和我是同一天到 A&M 来报道
But he was unhappy with the way that the department treated him, so he left and went back to his own country.
但是呢，他对系里对待他不是非常的满意，所以呢，他最后离开了 A&M， 回到他自己的国家。
The country is Austria.
这个国家是奥地利。
Since we are close collaborator, he invited me to visit him.
因为我们有很紧密的合作，所以呢，他邀请我去访问他。
So, where he is at is the city called Linz, which is on the center.
他在的那个城市的名字叫林茨。
We are all very familiar with some of the famous city in Austria.
我们可能也知道一些奥地利的一些比较出名的一些城市。
For example, Vienna, which is on the east.
比如说维也纳，它是在东部。
The famous city of Beethoven, of Mozart, and Sigmund Freud.
这个维也纳是因为贝多芬，
莫扎特
还有弗洛伊德。
And of course, the city on the west, Salzburg.
当然在西边的这个城市萨尔茨伯尔。
That's also famous because it's from the Sound of Music.
这个萨尔茨伯变得很出名是因为这个电影音乐之声。
But what is Linz famous for?
那林兹它出名的是什么?
But you don't know.
我相信大家可能都不知道。
And I don't know for a long time either.
其实很长时间我也不知道它为什么出名,因何出名。
One thing is that is the famous astronomer Johannes Kepler.
他出名的有一个原因是著名的天文学家 Johannes Kepler 是跟他有联系的。
He lived in Linz for 15 years from 1612 to 1627.
1612到1627开普勒在林茨一直住在那里。
He published a very famous book.
他出版了一本非常出名的书。
It's called The Harmony of the World.
这个书的名字叫《世界的和谐》。
Harmony is not peace.
和谐和平和平是不一样的。
What he meant is musical harmony.
他所说的是像音乐一样的和谐。
The musical harmony that he devised is associated with the planets.
他所讲的这些音乐的和谐是跟行星有关的。
He devised each note according to how far and how fair the planet are moving about the sun.
他做的这个音乐是根据那些行星彼此之间的距离来写的。
So you look at the lowest one on the left, that's Venus.
你们看到这个乐谱中间左下角最低的那是金星。
The orbit is very circular.
The orbit is very.
Venus is very circular.Venus planet is very circular.
它的这个金星呢，它的轨道是基本上是个圆圈。
So the same distance from the sun.
所以它的这个一直是跟太阳基本上是等距离。
So he only got one note.
所以它只有一个音符。
Next to him is Mercury.
跟它旁边的是土星。
That's lots of notes goes up, lots of notes come down.
你会看到有很多的音符一直往上又往下走。
Because the orbit is very elliptical.
因为它的这个轨道，它的轨道是一个椭圆形的，所以一会儿近一会儿远。
But so let me not get into the detail of explaining why he does that. But it also in this book, he wrote down his most famous, the Third Law of Planetary Motion.
Okay, 我不想讲太多有关这个音乐的这首这个具体的细节，但是我要想讲的是它跟这个行星有关的这个贡献。
In the 10th chapter of this book, The Harmony of the World, we find his very famous prayer.
在这本书的第十章，我们能够看到他非常著名的一个祷告。
Right in this scientific book, he prayed to God.
这是一本科技方面的著作，但是在这个著作的中间，他有这个赞美神的祷告。
It says, "I give thee thanks, O Lord Creator."
他说：“我把赞美献给我们的主，天地万物的缔造者。”
Because I have delighted in thy handiwork, and I have exulted in the work of thy hands.
因为我为他的工作而欢喜我在他手的创造之中来欢心。
Behold, now I have completed the work of my profession.
他说：“看哪，现在我已经完成了我所做的工作。
Have used as much of the ability as thou has given me.
我是用了你所给我的所有的能力。
If anything unworthy of thy design has been put forth by me,
如果 有任何不符合你给我的旨意的事情。
Inspire me also so that I may set it right.
你启示我，所以我可以改正。
If I have been alert into brashness by the wonderful beauty of thy word.
如果我因本应是你奇妙的创造而带来给自己的自负。
Or if I have loved my own glory among men,
如果我在人面前来寻求我自己的荣耀，
while advancing in the work destined for thy glory, gently and mercifully pardon me.
虽然我是在来推进你荣耀的工作这个过程中间，如果我有自负，如果我寻求自己的荣耀，求你温柔怜悯的饶恕我。
And finally, then graciously to cause that these demonstrations may lead to thy glory and to the salvation of souls.
最后求你的恩典，求你的恩典来引导，让我在这里所描述的能够引向你的荣耀和灵魂的救赎。
That no will be an obstacle to that.
而不成为任何的阻拦。
Amen. Kepler's three laws of planetary motion inspired Newton to discover the law of gravity.
开普勒的行星运动三定律，给了牛顿这个灵感，来发明了他的万有引力定律。
Formulated classical mechanics.
然后发明了。经典力学
ignited the scientific revolution.
来，最后是点燃了科技的革命。
We should not forget that the scientific world that we inherit today were originated by men's deep faith in God.
今天我们不能忘掉，我们所继承的科学世界，在很大的程度上来自于那一群对信仰有非常深刻追求的那些人。
Copernicus,
哥白尼，
Kepler,
开普勒，
Galileo,
伽利略，
Newton,
牛顿。
As we can tell from Kepler's prayer, they are all like him, deeply faithful to God.
就像我们从开普勒的祷告中间看到，这些科学家他们都有非常深的信仰，对神的信仰。
And they all acknowledge that the talent are gift from God, just as our.
他们都公开的宣扬，他们的才能是来自于神的恩赐，是神给的，而不是自己的。
So there's a university where my colleague returned to.
我的同事呢回到了那个学校去。
And that university was named after Kepler.
这个学校是以开普勒命名的，开普勒大学。
So at Kepler University, I visited my friend.
所以我到了开普勒大学去访问，探访我的以前的同事。
The other famous person that associated by Linz, you may not know.
另外还有一个跟林子有关的一个很出名的人你们可能不知道他们之间的联系。
He is Adolf Hitler.
他的名字是 Adolf Hitler.
Hitler spent his teenage year at Linz.
他青少年的时候，希特勒是在林茨度过的。
According to the Encyclopedia Britannica,
根据大英百科全书的描述。
Adolf Hitler spent most of his childhood in Linz.
希特勒在他的童年的时候基本上都在林茨度过。
The capital of Upper Austria.
林茨是这个奥地利北部的相当于一个首府。
It remained his favorite city throughout his life.
在他一生中间，林茨是他最喜欢的城市。
And he expressed his wish.To be buried there.
他曾经说，他希望他死后能够葬在那里。
He was fortunate that he did not get his wish.
可信的是，他的那个愿望没有得到实现。
So when I visit my colleague at Linz, I would spend the weekend traveling all over the country.
所以我在访问我以前同事的时候，周末我通常是到处在奥地利来旅游。
And I read in my guidebook that there is this famous milk abbey.
然后我从那个导游书上看到了有一个非常著名的梅尔克修道院。
It's midway between Linz and Vienna.
它这个地点是在林茨和维也纳之间，正中间差不多。
And the abbey is the boarding school for monks.
修道院呢，实际上就是那些修道士相当于寄宿的一个地方，像学校一样的。
Where monks spend their time studying the Bible, copying the Bible, and devoted their life to serving God.
而那些修道士呢，他们就在那里研究圣经，抄写圣经，把他的生命献给侍奉神。
So one Saturday, I took a trip to Mel Abbey.
所以有一个星期六，我就去梅尔克修道院坐火车。
I get out of train station.
当我走出火车站的时候
，I was awed by this abbey. That's so massive.
我为这个如此宏大的这个修道院而惊叹。
And of course, I visited the famous library.
当然，我还去看了那个非常出名的图书馆。
And of course, it's beautiful.
这个图书馆是美不胜收。
But I also visit the Abbey Church.
但是我还是去看了那个修道院的教堂。
You know, Austria remains a Catholic country.
我们知道奥地利仍然是一个天主教的国家。
So the church is very ornate and very elaborated, and you see this gold decorated church interior.
所以天主教教堂常常是装饰非常的华美，你们可以看到这个内饰是金碧辉煌。
But I was very surprised when I looked at the altar.
但是让我吃惊的是，当我看那个祭坛上面的时候
，It did not have a cross, nor a crucifix.
我没有看到十字架或者是受难的像。
But this great crown hanging over at the top of the altar.
但是我看到的是那个庞大的一个冠冕挂在祭坛上面。
If you look closely,
如果你走近仔细的看
，there's an inscription right below it.
你会看到在下面，这个皇冠下面有刻的那个文字。
So I will read this, but nobody knows Latin, so you don't see how bad I am.
我不要读出来，因为这个大家都不懂。
But I read anyway. It's called Non Coronabiter Nisi Legitimitani Certa Vedi.
但是我还是要读出来，他读的是拉丁文，估计这儿没人懂。
So this is Latin.
This is
from the Latin Bible that has been used in the West for 1,000 years.
这是在现代有现代译在欧洲有现代译本之前1000年以前，那个圣经都是拉丁文。
So you take this Latin description, you put it in Google Translate.
所以你把这个拉丁文，你把它打到这个谷歌翻译器里头。
And it will translate both into English, you will say, he will not be crowned unless he has fought legitimately.
这个拉丁文的翻译是这样，除非他合法的去战斗，否则他不会加冕。
In the inscription, there is no citation.
在这个刻的文字上，他并没有写出处。
But we know that this is from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5.
但是我们知道，这个经文是来自于提摩太后书第二章第五节。
In the NIV translation that we have now, it reads, Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive a victor's crown except by competing according to the rule.
这个英文的 NIV, 这个译本, 这节圣经把它翻成中文是人若在场上比武非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
I was very surprised、
我非常的惊讶。
Every verse in the Bible is important.
圣经的每一句经文都很重要。
But this verse about athletic competition.
但是这句圣经看上去有点像那个运动员比赛。
That we usually associate with running, swimming, jumping, would deserve such an enormous crown.
我们想到的是运动员，就会想到跑步、跳跃或者游泳，啊，这些运动场上的东西，凭什么他能够配得如此庞大的一个冠冕
？So I read to all the translation of this verse.
所以我就。查考了所有我能发找到的那些译本。
Some Greek translated as compete.
有些希腊文的、这个翻译这个词呢就翻译成比赛 compete.
Some translated as strive.
有的是把它翻译成打斗
or contend.、
或者是战斗。
The earliest English translation from the Wycliffe Bible also translated this.
在、最早的英文圣经、最早的英文译本是 Wycliffe 圣经、它也是这样翻的。
For he that fight in a battle shall not be crowned, but he fight lawfully.、
它的翻译呢，把这个词其实也是翻成 fight, 就是征战。人若在场上比武非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
This translation is very close to the Chinese translation.
我刚才是翻成中文，就是中文的翻译呢，跟这个英文的翻译其实非常接近。
And the Chinese adds the context that this fight takes place in the arena.
但是中文的翻译有一个好处，就是它加了语境。他说是在场上比武，在竞技场上比武，场上。
Now this is a common problem of translation.
这个一翻译圣经的翻译有一个常见的一个问题。
Because we also read later in Second Timothy chapter 3, it says that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting.And training in righteousness.
有一个例子是我们接下去看提摩太后书三章十六节的时候，我们会读到，圣经都是神所牧示的，与教训、读责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
God breathe is a more literal translation of the Greek word.
这个牧示，这个英文词是 God breathe. 你要是按照字面来翻呢，就是神所呼吸的。
Try to invoke the image, just as God breathed life into Adam, God breathes life into the Bible.
神呼吸的是为了让我们联想到是神吹气给生命、把生命给亚当。同样，神吹气给圣经，让圣经富有生命。
But a literal translation brings out other.Extraneous connotation.
但是按照字来直译，有时候会带一些不必要的关联的一些东西让你去想。
So for example, why does God need to breathe?
你会想啊，神需要呼吸吗？
Does he have lung?
他有肺吗？
Does he need oxygen?
他需要氧气。
So in the Chinese translation,We ignore and remove all those connotations and just translate its meaning.
所以在中文的翻译的时候呢，它没有用字面的直译，而是从语义上来翻译。
Inspire.
它翻译的这个词用的是默示。
So we should not get stuck by the literal translation as athlete competing.
那我们不要就是现在把这个词啊所讲比武啊 这个词限于就是运动员在场上比赛。
Because you know what is the most famous athletic event in the Roman world?
知道在罗马时代的时候最重要最重要的这个比赛是什么比赛？你们知道吗
？Not the 100 meter dash.
这不是100米，100米短跑。
Close, but not quite. It's
gladiator
fighting in the arena.
是决斗士在竞技场生死相搏，这是罗马时最著名的比赛。
So therefore, many of the translation translate the meaning, which is fighting, battle.
所以很多的译本把这个意思翻出来，这个意思就是征战、打斗。
So the Chinese translation translate the meaning in the original text.
所以呢，中文圣经其实翻得很好，它是把语义翻出来，是真境。
So what does the Mel Abbey itself explain about the inscription?
那这个梅尔克修道院他自己是怎么样来解释这个刻的字，这个意思是什么意思？
It says you can find it from the website. You can Google and find it on the website.
你可以百度一下，你看到它的这个网页上有这个翻译，有这个表述它的意思。
The meaning of the Mel Abbey Church can be seen in the inscription on the high altar.
这个梅尔克修道院的这个意义，你可以从祭坛上面那个铭文上能可以看出。
And compared the, you know, and then he explained their own translation.
这是他自己的解释。
Without a legitimate battle, there is no victory.
他们自己的解释是没有合法的征战就没有胜利。
It most strongly expressed by the monks' battle for virtue.
所以他是表示一种最强烈的方式来表达修道士们为美德而征战。
So the Mel Abbey also translates this as a legitimate battle.
所以这个梅尔克修道院呢，他也是把它翻成一个合法的战争，合法的战争。
And according to the Mel Abbey, it is the battle for virtue.
但是这个梅尔克修道院呢？讲的是为美德而进行了合法的征战。
Virtue is an old word that we rarely hear nowadays.
美德是一个古老的词，今天好像不太听人说到。
It simply means being a good person.
其实它的本意很简单，就是做一个好人。
So according to Mel Abbey, serving God is to do battle.So that we can become a good person.
所以根据梅尔克修道院他所说的，服侍神就需征战，所以我们能够成为一个好的人。
Let me repeat that again.
让我来重复一遍。
Serving God is to do battle, so that we can be a good person.
服侍神是去征战，所以我们能够成为一个好人。
Serving God is therefore not doing God a favor.
所以服侍神并不是给神帮一个忙。
But it's doing ourselves a favor.
服侍神是帮自己的忙。
You don't have to repeat that to your neighbor. Just repeat it to yourself.
你没有必要来跟你旁边的弟兄姐妹来重复这句话，但是你可以在自己的心里重复一下。服侍神是征战。是为了自己变成一个好人，成为一个好人。
After I understand this statement, it reminds me of the parable from Matthew 25.
我理解了这个道理之后呢，使我想到了在马太福音25章才干的比喻。
You remember that this is a parable about us.Master going away for a journey.
大家可能还记得这个 这个比喻是讲一个主人他要到外国去。
So he gave 5, 2, and 1 talents to 3 servants.
所以呢，他给了三个仆人，一个人是5000两银子，一个人是2000两银子，还有一个是1000两银子。
Each according to his ability.
根据他们个人的才干。
So the first 2 servants immediately went into the business arena.
所以这个前面的两个仆人马上就到商场去征战。
So battle inflation, unemployment, high interest rate, falling consumer confidence, and now tariff uncertainty.
他们去和这个通货膨胀、失业。消费信心指数的下降，那现在是这个关税的不定性和这些东西来征战。
And they gain 5 and 2 talents respectively.
然后呢，他们又赚了5000两和又赚了2000两。
After they showed them to the returning master, the master said this.
当主人回来，他把又赚来的钱和原来的钱放在主人面前的时候，主人说了这个话。
Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
I read this many times before. It always bothered me a little bit.
以前我这圣经我读了很多次，总是有一点点，有一点点困惑。
Why it seems odd and unusual to me that the master did not call them capable and faithful?
为什么这个主人他没有说你这个又能干又忠心的仆人
？But good and faithful.
而主人说的却是有良善又忠心的仆人。
Why is that?
为什么
？And then the 1 talent servant also buried his 1 talent and did nothing. The return master says.
而那个1000两银子那个仆人什么事情都没有做，他把银子埋起来，带回到主人面前的还是1000两银子，但是这个主人是这么说的
：You wicked.Lazy servant, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even that they have will be taken from them.
主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，夺过他这1000来，给那有10000的，因为凡有的还要交给他。”没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
Also, the master did not call this servant incompetent and lazy.
同样，这个主人并没有把这个仆人称之为又无能又懒的仆人。
Instead, he called him wicked and lazy.
他说的是又恶又懒的仆人。
Wicked is the opposite of good.
恶当然是反面反义词、良善的反义词
No good
就是不好恶就是不好的
Why is this matter of serving God is being good and no good rather than being competent and incompetent
为什么这个服侍神这件事情是好与不好之分而不是能干与不能干之分
What would be your answer if you are asked that question in Sunday school?
如果你在主日学的时候被问到这个问题的时候，你的回答是什么
？I'm not so sure for sure.
我也不肯定你会怎么回答。
But maybe being competent is the skill and talent that you have your gift from God.
也许是能干。讲的是你的技能和你的能力，这是神给你的。
Just as Kepler has acknowledged.
那这个就像是 开普勒他也承认他的才能是神赐的，神给的。
But being good is whether you are willing to use it for a greater cause.
但是良善讲的是你愿不愿意把你的才能用在神的事工上。
The first two servants have the ability, but they also have the heart to serve God.
所以前面的两个仆人，他们当然有他们的才干，但是他们也有侍奉神的心。
By entrusting them with their respective 5 and 2 talents, the master already knew that they have the ability.
当主人把5000两和2000两交给这两个仆人的时候，主人已经知道他们有才干。
He doesn't have to praise them for that.
所以他不需要来表扬他们，哦，你们能干。
He praised their heart, their faithfulness in going to the battle on his behalf.
所以他表扬的这两个仆人是表扬他们的心，他们有这个心去为他来征战。
Therefore, they are good rather than just being competent.
所以他们是良善的，而不仅仅是能干的。
The third servant also has some ability. That's why he is given 1 talent.
第三个仆人其实他也有才干，这就是为什么主人也给了他1000两。
He is not incompetent.
他不是不能干的。
But he is unwilling to do anything, and that's why he was judged to be weak.
但是他不愿意去做任何事情，所以他被判定是恶的，又恶又懒。
Not incompetent, but no good.
不是无能，而是无善。
He is no good because he is unwilling to enter the arena and fought for the cause of his master.
他是不好的，因为他不愿意去进入竞技场来为主人的事情来争斗。
He did not start out to be wicked.
他并不是一开始就是恶的。
But in his refusal to serve, he become no good.
但是因为他不愿意来侍奉，他就变成不好的。
Why would serving God produce such an outcome?
为什么服侍神能够带来这样的结果？
When we are by ourselves, we are usually think pretty good, even feeling small about ourselves.
我们当我们自己一个人在的时候，常常为自己觉得自己不错，甚至会有自负。
Like the Pharisee and the sinner praying in the temple.
就像在圣殿里头祷告的那个法利赛人一样。
He said, God, I thank you that I am not like other people.
他说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人那样。
Robber, evil doer, adulterer,Even like this tax collector.
我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get.
我一个礼拜禁食2次，凡我所得的我都捐上1/10。
But when we serve, then we will have to deal with brother and sister who may not agree with us.
但是如果我们去侍奉的时候，我们就要和弟兄姐妹打交道，他们不一定都能够，这个看法意见和我自己一致。
Whether others intended or not, we may feel that we are being criticized or being complained about.
不管他，不管对方是不是有意的，有时候我们会觉得我们受到了，这个批评或者是受到了抱怨。
Misunderstandings happen.
这个误解其实是常常会发生的。
An intended word may be exchanged.
有时候无意中间可能会有话语、言语的争执。
We may offend others and unknowingly feel offended by others.
有时候我们无意中间可能会冒犯别人，或者被别人冒犯，感觉到被别人冒犯。
Dealing with people tests our patience, our tolerance, and our endurance.
和人打交道是对我们的忍耐， 包容和耐心的耐心包容和忍耐的一个考验。
By their action, people will tell us who we truly are.
是因为我们的行为，人家才知道，人家是来判断我们到底是什么样的人。
Not what we think about ourselves.
而不是我们自己认为自己是什么样的人，别人就认为我是什么样的人，是看我们的行为。
It is a battle. It is a battle.
哦，所以这是一个征战。
So if there is a battle, then it is unavoidable, then there will be battle scars.
那么如果这是一个征战的话呢，征战一定会带来伤痕。
Just like the brother who feel wounded in his service many years ago.
就像那个在服事中间受伤害的那个弟兄，很多年前以前的那个弟兄。
It is for this battle that an enormous crown hangs on the abbey.
但是正是因为这个征战，在梅尔克修道院里头有这个这么如此大的一个冠冕放在那里。
Waiting to crown those who refuse to give in despite whatever the personal cause or the personal wound.
而这个冠冕是为那些人准备的，那些人是不管自己付多少个人的代价，不管自己受多大自己的伤害去征战，这个冠冕是为他们准备的。
And if we fight this battle and not give in,
他们去征战并且不退缩。
Then in time,
然后有一天
maybe, just maybe,
也许就是
our rough edges will get smoother.
也许我们的这个身上的棱角会得到磨平。
Our words may be gentler.
我们的话语变得更加温和。
And our heart be more sympathetic and less judgmental.
我们的心会有更多的同情心，而不是去论断。
And we become better.
然后我们变成更好的人。
There's no shortcut to being a better person.
其实，这个变成一个好的人，没有捷径可走。
Not by reading, not by writing, not by meditation, or just wishful thinking.
不管是读、写。灵修或者是坐在那儿想都不能让你成为一个更好的人。
The only way is to interact with people.
唯一的一个途径就是和人交互。
By doing battle and serving others and God.
然后去征战，去服侍人，去服侍神。
Notice that the master did not just praise the first two servants as good.
我们要注意，这个主人并不只是在表扬那两个仆人，说他们是良善的。
He stated as a fact.
他是说他们是良善，是把他作为一个事实来说的。
That they are good.
他们是良善的。
They were talented before, but now because they have fought the battle, they have become good.
他们原来就有才能，但是因为他们去征战，所以他们现在变成良善的。
Just as we all will be if we follow the example.
其实我们也会这样，如果我们来追随他们的榜样。
Our church theme by God's gift, serve with joy.
我们教会的主题就是因着神的恩典来喜乐的服事。
Was meant to encourage.
本意是为了鼓舞鼓励。
That we do not serve grudgingly our burden, but with joy.
我们服事并不是因为出于无奈，而是带着喜乐去服事。
But now that we have understood that in serving our church and therefore one another is the only way to make us a better person.
但是现在我们理解了这个道理，就是说，只有通过去征战， 去服侍彼此服侍，要去服侍神，我们能够成为更好的人，这个道理。
Then we should be all grateful for this opportunity.
那么我们就都要为有服侍的这样的机会来感恩。
Finally, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，最后
，we should remind ourselves.
我们必须常常提醒我们自己
，the reason why we are here in this place as Christians.
来提醒我们自己，我们今天在这里作为基督徒的原因。
Calling each other brother and sister in Christ.
我们把彼此之间称为基督里的弟兄姐妹。
Was it not because at one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passion and pleasure?
难道不是我们从前也是无知、被虐、受迷惑、服侍各样私欲和厌乐？
We live in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another.
常存恶毒。嫉妒的心是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of the righteous thing we had done, but because of His mercy.
但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义。乃是照他的怜悯。
And did we not experience the grace of God as proclaimed by the psalmist millennium ago?
难道我们没有经历过，就像诗篇的作者说，一千多年前描述的那样，啊，经历过神的恩典吗？
For you, Lord, have delivered me from death.
诗篇一百一十六第八篇说：“主啊，你救我的命，你救我的命，免了我死亡。
My eyes from tears，
救我的泪，救我的眼，免了流泪。
My feet from stumbling，
救我的脚，免了跌倒。
That I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living，
我要在耶和华面前行活人之路。
What shall I return to the Lord for all His goodness to me？”
我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩？
What shall I return to the Lord all that His goodness?
重复一遍，我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩？
Brothers and sisters, we serve not because we have to.
弟兄姐妹们，我们服侍并不是我们别无选择，
But because we want to.
是因为我们想要服侍。
We serve not because it's easy.
我们服侍并不是因为服侍容易，
But because it is hard.
因为服侍是艰难的。
We serve not because we are making sacrifices.
我们服侍并不是我们自己在做牺牲，
But because we are making ourselves better.
我们服侍是因为我们让自己变得更好。
We serve not just for the great crown.
我们服侍并不是只是为了得到那个大冠冕，
but for the master's gentle praise.
而是为了得到主人那个温柔的赞赏。
We serve then not our burden, but our gratitude.
我们服侍并不是出于负担，而是出于感恩。
And in that gratitude, despite whatever the personal cause or personal wound, is the source of our joy.
而这个感恩，哪怕你有个人的代价，哪怕你受到个人的伤害，这个感恩是我们喜乐的源泉。
Because we have returned to the Lord, however little, His goodness to me.
因为我们 回报了神，哪怕是一点点，我们回报了神给我们的厚恩。
To God be the glory for whatever we do.
让在我们所做的任何的事情上，荣耀归给主。
Amen.